Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I've been weight training now for a few years, and it's something I do in addition to Pilates, a little bit of yoga, I need more yoga, and walking my wonderful dog. Now, Andrea, I know that you're really into yoga. What about weight training?
You know what? I used to train a lot more than I do nowadays, but I know how important it is for osteoporosis and just maintaining a healthy physique. So not as much as I'd like to, I have to say.
Well, maybe after today, you will be. We've got Eric, the trainer. He's a Hollywood physique expert with over 20 years experience in celebrity physical transformation. Hello, Eric.
Hi. I'm so happy to be on the show. Thank you so much. It's a beautiful morning here in
Los Angeles. Oh, it's so great. It's so nice to have you. I'm jealous. It's probably super warm. But, you know, Eric, we recently spoke, and I know that you train men and women differently. Talk to us about this, and is this something that we should be doing, and what difference does it make to really focus on the sexes in a different way?
Well, first of all, I have to let you know that most of the women that I train are actresses, and actresses' needs and desires are very different than the needs and desires of the average woman. From a health perspective, an average woman can really benefit from using weights, and it battles against osteoporosis, it builds lean muscle mass, it helps them with their daily activities, and that's phenomenal. With a lot of the women that we train, we actually train them without weights and challenge them using only their bodies. For many actresses, we use no balls, no bands, no machines, no weights, and we challenge them in a very specific way using their bodies that really leads them to a sleek, beautiful physique, but it looks natural. The very hallmark of our female clientele here in Hollywood is it looks like I've never met them. They look like they just fell out of the sky perfect. There's no excess muscle mass. They almost look like Jane from the Tarzan and Jane series. And Jane doesn't go to the gym, but she looks amazing in a fur bikini.
Well, I think, Eric, I think I'm moving to L.A. and I'm coming to meet you because that's how I want to look. But you know what?
Well,
it's interesting because... You know, it's interesting. I did hear, funny enough, that, you know, training without weights is really, you know, the way to go. Because I remember interviewing years ago Anthony Wiggle from The Wiggles. And he was telling me how he had just started that exact same process. And, you know, what is the difference then, I guess, by using your own body weight versus using actual weights? Is there a difference in terms of how we feel, in terms of what our body looks like, or in terms of just our overall, maybe how it impacts our health and our overall physique?
Well, that's a great question. There's really two answers to that question. The first is, here in the world of fitness, we measure your output, how hard you're trying during the workout, by something called exertion. And women specifically have the desire to work hard. Their pain tolerance is actually higher than men's. And so your willingness to give high levels of exertion is right there. And as a trainer, I recognize that. However, sometimes using weights, especially excess weights and machines with women, they have a tendency to hurt themselves because the bottom line is you don't really have testosterone in your body that helps supercharge your muscles the way that I do and perhaps your husband does. Instead, your muscles will never get to the point where they're oversized. And so because women like to challenge themselves, the possibility for injury and the occurrence of injury with women that work out with weights and machines because they work so hard is higher than you would expect. Therefore, we developed a system very early on in my career women can really display the highest levels of exertion using only their body weight, and it's virtually impossible to hurt yourself in this way. So you can really go for it, if you know what I mean. Meaning, if you're on a mat on all fours and you're shooting your leg straight out to the side like you're karate kicking a bad guy that's next to you, even though that's challenging after the 30th rep, after the 40th rep, because you want to work so hard and you're so determined to look amazing in that dress when you go to your family get-together, I allow you to display the highest levels of exertion without you worrying about hurting yourself, and it really leads to a beautiful physique. But the second part of that question is, how do women's bodies actually change? What's the key to physical transformation when it comes to women? And the answer is, and this is after 23 years of experience working full-time as a trainer, women that challenge themselves from below the chest to right above the knee in that midsection, if I challenge you exclusively in that section, it actually creates a full body transformation. Meaning if you say to me, hey, I just got a role in a movie, I need to make my jawline a little bit sharper, I want my arms to be sleeker, and I need my clavicle, my collarbone to really show when I wear a dress, I would have you do leg kicks because that's the key to full physical transformation in women. In men, it's the opposite. Men need to challenge themselves higher in the body up near their pectoral region to create a full body change. And it is true that there are men that actually do bench presses, and their whole bodies, including their legs, get some small benefit because that's the key to physical change in the men's body. Remember, I'm a guy that works many times for 4 days, for 7 days, for only 12 days with a person before they go shoot a movie. So my methods need to be spot on. I have no learning curve, and I have to do my best because if these actors don't change in that short period of time, I'll never work for the producer again.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So it sounds like there's a lot of pressure. Now, Eric, talk to us about some more examples of bodyweight exercises for women. You mentioned the kicking the leg out to the side. You also, when we spoke, you talked about when you do push-ups, you're supposed to do them very slowly up and down. Is that correct?
Right. You know, the way that we train women, the way that we train men is almost the polar opposite of each other, meaning if men want to build their pectoral regions and be strong, I have them do old-fashioned push-ups where they come down and they power up, just like you see Jacqueline back in the day do the push-ups. For women, we want their arms to be sleek and beautiful, but we don't want them to be overly muscular, so we do the opposite. We actually have women start on all fours, on their knees and their hands, and slowly lower their bodies, their torsos, down towards the mat, very slowly. The process of going from straight arm to touching your chest and belt buckle on the floor sometimes takes up to 12 seconds. So they're lowering themselves down in a slow and focused manner with their elbows tucked in, as opposed to men who shoot their elbows out to the side. And so we focus on what they call the decline or the negative aspect of a push-up for women. And what that yields is a small, sleek, beautiful arm.
Oh, it sounds
nice.
You know,
what I want to talk about, I mean, I'm sure you've talked about this recently, is that whole thing with, I think it was the Fit Mom magazine, and that woman that came out with, you know, which is a mom, three kids, and how, you know, by just a few hours a day, she could look and have this unbelievable body. What is your take on that whole kind of thing that has come out? And is it possible to look like that just by exercising a few hours a day?
I think it really is. And to answer your question specifically, you need to make time for yourself. I find that women as a gender are selfless. And I mean that as a huge compliment. Your concerns involve children, husbands, boyfriends, extended family. You're very giving and you're very intelligent, but sometimes you put yourself last on the priority list, and ultimately it's really a losing proposition. So I encourage women to actually increase their standing in the priority list for themselves, and all we need to do is three simple things. We just need to align your exercise, your diet, and your sleep in the right way, and magic happens. I've seen many, many women come in to see me. They've got short haircuts. They're kind of chubby. They've given up on looking amazing. And I say to them, listen, give me one chance to reclaim that glory that you had. I remember what you looked like back in the day. And believe me, in a very short period of time, sometimes in a month or two, they start looking like they're the babysitters, not the moms. And it's really cool to see.
That is pretty cool. Now let's talk about diet, because there's so many different things. There's the paleo diet. There's the vegans who saying you shouldn't do the paleo diet. There's a, you know, it's just so much. So what do you think?
Well, you know, when it comes to diet, it's really not the specifics. It's the pattern. It's not getting too nitty gritty and weighing foods and staying away from certain things. It's really understanding the beautiful pattern of foods that you need to consume to look and feel your best. Because remember, you can't be beautiful if you feel like crap. So the truth is, the most beautiful women in the world not only look great, there's something inside them that feels pretty good too. So that has to be taken into consideration when you look at the food that you're eating. So the diet that we recommend for women is called the red, white, and blue diet. Red represents the vast array of color of fresh fruits and vegetables that you should be eating each day. Those are high in antioxidants, and the darker the color, the better. So blueberries, raspberries, really red tomatoes, those taste delicious, they're healthy, and they're going to make you look terrific. Organic, please. That's red. White is protein. Protein sources that are white. Chicken breast, turkey breast, egg whites, and fish. Those are all great. And lastly, blue. Blue is water. Stay well hydrated.
We have to wrap up, Eric. You know what? It's amazing information, but unfortunately, we run out of time. It goes by so fast. But for more information on Eric, go to GetHollywoodMuscle.com. And until next time, stay connected at Radio MD, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic.